Back here on today's Lanley Radio Sports Page, we're joined by Josiah Vink of the Penla Christian baseball team. Josiah, I think this is the first time we've ever actually gotten to hop on the air and do one of these interviews, and we're doing it live here. But overall, senior year, I know that it's kind of been a little bit up and down in terms of the results, but how do you feel like your final year here in an Eagles baseball uniform is going?
Yeah, I think it's going pretty good. I think that we're fighting really hard, and even though we're not winning some games, I think we're staying in some games with some good opponents.
Well, and you look at this team, too. I mean, there's been a lot of changes going on over the last couple of years. I mean, they get back to 2 years ago. I mean, I think there's maybe two, three, four guys that were, you know, consistently seeing some playing time for that team that went to state 2 years ago. And so you've got a lot of guys who are stepping up and trying to fill those roles and being one of those senior leaders this year too. I mean, what's that been like to just kind of step into that leadership role and try to guide this team through, you know, yet another season where there's, you know, I think four or five guys that were out here last year that either graduated or, you know, just had other things where they weren't able to come out this year?
Yeah, I think it's important just to keep the ball rolling on being a senior and just keeping up with what the past seniors have did and the way they have leaded us, because they have done a great job showing me the game of baseball and showing what it means to play with heart. And I think that I'm trying to carry that on with me as a senior.
Well, and I mean, just looking at this year too, I mean, you know, coming into the year, I know you guys knew that this was going to be a year of growth. You look at the schedule, and you look at, you got Indianola, and you got, you know, Norwalk, DCG, Penla. It's going to be a lot of games where, you know, you're fighting against teams that are very talented, not just within the Little Hawkeye Conference, but within the state ranks as well. You know, going into these games too, how important have these contests been for, you know, this team to be able to kind of challenge themselves, continue to, you know, strive to reach that next level and kind of see where that next level of baseball is for this team?
Yeah, you always try to play with the opponent you're facing, and when you're facing a lot of 4A schools, it makes that really easy. Even though you're going to lose some games like we did tonight, I think it's a great growth opportunity to see what you can do versus them.
Well, and looking at the schedule too this year, you've gotten to face some of those smaller schools in there. I know Sigourney, right off the bat, game one, that was one of those games where the full team wasn't quite out yet because of the spring sports, but then you look through the schedule and see those teams that you've played a little bit closer in size to you, whether that be Moravia, whether that be North Mahaska, Centerville. You guys have really found some success there. You know, so how encouraging have those games been as well, knowing that, you know, you may not be seeing necessarily the level of competition that you're seeing in the Little Hawkeye Conference, but also just kind of building some confidence knowing that you can win some of those games?
Yeah, it's definitely a big confidence builder. Like last night we went to Centerville, we scored 21 runs. That's just a big deal, because when you're playing in the Little Hawkeye Conference, it's really hard to score above five. But when you get out of conference, you can really racket up the runs and build some confidence. I really felt like we did that last night.
Well, and it wasn't the first game where you guys had a real big offensive explosion there, as we're talking to a Josiah Vink, left fielder and a senior for the Penla Christian baseball team here this year. I mean, you put up 18 against North Mahaska. You know, I mean, there's been some games where the offense has really shined, 10 runs against Clark as well. You know, in those games too, I mean, it's one of those things where, as you mentioned, Little Hawkeye Conference games, I know looking at this game against Indianola tonight, I think game two, it was six hits or something like that. You go to those games, and it maybe necessarily doesn't show up in all of the hits necessarily. I know against Centerville, it was more so in just patient at-bats. They got you some free passes as well. But what's kind of been the mentality of this squad when you get those opportunities to go play some teams where you can maybe find a little bit more success offensively?
I think it's all about the approach, and if you're facing a team that's a little bit easier to score runs on, of course you want to see if the pitcher can throw some strikes, but you also want to jump on that first pitch is a big thing that I've learned from the coaches, and I think that we do a pretty great job on as a team is just jumping on that first strike and trying to get a hit on that.
Well, and I mean, just looking at this season too, I mean, going throughout the rest of the year, I mean, clearly it's not going to get easier, because in the regular season here you're going to be continuing to face those teams in Little Hawkeye Conference play, but I know towards the end of the season here we're going to have some fun games, some things of that nature too. But as you continue on with the rest of your senior year here and try to, you know, find a few more wins throughout the year, try to help build up that playoff resume, so that when they're voting which seeds, where you're going to go play, things of that nature later on this year, what's kind of your outlook on how you guys need to attack these next few weeks before they start to decide postseason stuff?
I think that we need to win some more games because that's what committees like to look at. I also feel like we need to clean up our defense a little bit because that can keep games a lot closer and a lot more competitive. And when you're playing the Little Hawkeye Conference, if you keep getting games close, the committee can sometimes look at that, and I think that is really important.
Absolutely. And we got to talk about one game coming up here because I don't know if we'll get a chance to do this. You know, I mean, there's obviously a lot of games in between here because you guys are a very busy team. But we got a pretty unique opportunity coming up next week, getting to play at the Field of Dreams movie, say, where, you know, getting to play not only where the movie was filmed, but also where they've held a couple of major league games. You know, what's kind of the thing you're looking forward to most about that experience here coming up on the 19th?
I think just the, like, atmosphere, like, you just get to play somewhere where there's movie been, some great MLB players have been, and it's just a great historic place to play, and I'm really excited to play around the corn.
And kind of a unique situation, too, because you get to play the team that's just across the lake from you guys as well. So you do have the environment to that as well, but you also have that little bit of a rivalry component to that as well. How much sweeter would that make that to go up there and pick up the win against, you know, the rivals from here in Marion County?
It'd definitely be a fun bus ride home, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Josiah, appreciate the time. Congrats on you know, a great senior year here at Pendleton Christian. Looking forward to seeing how senior year finishes out for you. And yeah. Appreciate your time as always.
Yep, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Josiah Vink, senior and left fielder for the Pendleton Christian baseball team here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.